You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Comment.
Have you noticed how certain groups start to play a role in our society when you really don't expect them to? Just yesterday, the announcement by AfriForum, it's going to start a private prosecution of Duduzane Zuma, and it'll basically be representing the family of Phumzile Dube, who died when Duduzane Zuma's Porsche hit the taxi she was travelling in. Then at the same time, you have the Union Solidarity, really the same group as AfriForum. They're representing the families of three of the people who died in the Isidimeni life tragedy. And you think to yourself, what's going on here? It looks like AfriForum and Solidarity are leaving their constituencies of only white Afrikaans people and helping other South Africans. Well, I think you might want to be a little more cynical. What is happening here is that these groups are trying to broaden their appeal and to remove the sting of the claim that they are for one group only. Don't forget, this is the same group of people who called for a boycott of Spur because the restaurant banned a white man who had hit a small black child. And this is the same group that runs a residence at the University of Pretoria that just happens to only have white Afrikaans students in it. So then, how do these groups get to play this role? They do it because of the huge gaps that have been left in our society by bad leadership. If the National Prosecuting Authority had charged Duduzane Zuma, Gerinel wouldn't have this opportunity. If Kaldani Mahlangu had not been, what did her official call her, emotionally unavailable, the Isidimeni life tragedy would not have happened. If government had not given Grace Mugabe diplomatic immunity, they would not have represented Gabriela Engels. So you can blame AfriForum and Solidarity for a lot of what they do, but there is also plenty of blame to go around.